People were cheering and clinking champagne glasses Friday morning in Waukesha County as Donald Trump was sworn in as the nation's 45th president. WUWM's Marty Michelson caught up with Republicans in Delafield as they watched the inauguration ceremony unfold.
About 25 Trump supporters gathered for a watch party at the Delafield Brew House. They let out a holler when the oath of office ended.
United States. So help me God. So help me God. Congratulations, Mr. President.
After the inaugural address, the partygoers helped themselves to a buffet. One person taking in the festivities is Ray Ingold of Waukesha, a retired engineer. He says he admires the new president's business savvy and believes Trump will be good for the economy.
He's going to see to it that our companies that went overseas come back and strengthen America again. And I'm just very proud to have him in there.
Rebecca Cooley of West Allis says she's pleased with the work Trump has already done toward retaining jobs. She cites Trump negotiating an incentive package after the election to keep a factory in Indiana from closing.
He's already bringing back jobs. He's already making some of these changes. I believe that he's going to do and make changes for the educational system. I'd love to see that.
Cooley says she wants Trump to get rid of the Common Core. Those are the benchmarks governors and school leaders finalized during the Obama administration, spelling out what language and math skills students should attain by the end of each grade. While most people at the Delafield gathering expressed unabashed confidence in the new president, one supporter cited concerns. Dave Temple says he's a little nervous about some of Trump's cabinet picks.
It is scary to have as many very wealthy people involved in the cabinet as they are. But these are the people that have been successful. They have the network, the influence, I think, to get things done. And I think we have to put the faith in our president.
Another person celebrating is Kay Hamlin of New Berlin, a retired Milwaukee County Sheriff's deputy. She says she wants Trump to keep his promise to build a wall along the Mexican border.
I have no problem with immigration as long as it's done legally. And that's the biggest issue. And I look forward to him putting an end to that and getting control of it and just protecting America again.
Hamlin says she was impressed with Trump's message of unity in his inaugural address and thinks the country will band together.
For those that feel disenfranchised because of Trump being elected, I think it'll take some time for them to come around and realize that Trump is going to do good for them, which I think the end result of that is going to end up uniting the country again.
Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.